us, and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible.
So this year for us, the focus is wholly Netball World Cup. We really want to make sure our Scots take to court. It's the best training environment, it's the best preparation platform for them.
It was a privilege and a real honour to line up alongside the Celtic Dragons and the Team Wales Welsh Netball International side, and I'll be looking forward to lining up alongside many of the same teammates again next season.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor and you're listening to The Netball Show with 5x10.
It's a Netball Show with 5x10, a Team Bath special ahead of the Tri tournament this weekend. It's going to be taking place between Bath, Storm and Bennecost Mavericks. We're going to be hearing from Rachel Shaw, Serena Guthrie and Jess Thirlby as well, and taking a look at their 2019 season in the Super League.
I had the opportunity to jump on board with Viper 10, and it really drew to me, it being born here in Bournemouth, and that's where my dad's from. And you know what, the people are pretty cool, so I got along with them really well, so it was easy fit. Saw the kits and from the get-go, I absolutely loved them. They were fun, a little bit flirty and just different. So, yeah, it was cool and they're really comfortable.
Rachel, coaching's always been important to you. A bit of a natural step, taking over from Asher and that assistant netball coach?
Yeah, I never really saw it coming. I've always wanted to coach and I've always had a strong passion for netball, but I think the more experience I got at Royal High as a teacher and taking their netball teams, I've had more of a passion for it to take the next step. And I mean, the Bath job came up and I just thought I'd go for it and just see what happened, but I mean, I was pretty shocked to get it and I was really happy, so it was a good step for me.
Has she left it in a good shape? I mean, you've got a strong squad there anyway, but things are looking good for you to take it on?
Yeah, definitely. Asher did an excellent job when she was here and really led on the programme, which I've been able to pick up and add stuff and also just keep stuff how she's got it already. And player-wise, we've retained quite a lot of players in the first team, which is really good. You've got the likes of Sophie Drakeford-Lewis, Imogen Allison, Sharty, that are also in the Team Bath squad. So it's an exciting squad and we've been able to pad it out with a few players that have come up from the seconds and some freshers. So it's good in terms of having experience and those that are learning.
And from your point as well, you'll be working with the books programme as well?
Yeah, which is great. I've been able to lead on the high performance stuff. So we have a group here at the uni, those that are striving to be better and that we see some potential in to move forward and hopefully get into a Super League squad. So we've got a smaller group that I can work with on an individual basis and work on their basics and really push them on. So it's an exciting job and it's challenging for me because there's some players in there that know quite a lot about netball already, and it challenges me to be better as a coach and a player.
But they must have been all right looking forward, obviously, to trying your ideas out on them.
Yeah, they've all been forthcoming and they've all enjoyed having me here, which has been good. And they've been open to hearing my crazy stuff as well as stuff that I've picked up from other coaches. So it's been good.
You sent aside as well to the Red Bull Show event recently. What did you make of that? Nice to be a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. Unfortunately, I couldn't go because we had a tri tournament against Wasps, but we took a couple of teams from the uni side there, and the feedback I've got is that they really enjoyed it, and it was great fitness for them because it's only half a court, and everyone can shoot, and once you've scored, it goes straight back to a centre pass. So it's quite fitness related, but they all seem to have a good go at it, and it was good for pre-season build-up.
Regardless of what franchise anybody supports in the league, a lot of people went giddy when they found out Serena was coming back. So Howie then, what were you like?
Oh, yeah, I know everyone was very excited to have Serena back. I'm back as just a person. I mean, she's great value to the team and obviously she's a world-class centre, which is great to add to our team going forward. But she's one of my close friends, so it's great to have her back and be able to see her day to day.
Overall, I mean, just what can she bring to the squad? Just that experience and the fact that she's still got so much to give to the game.
Yeah, her experience and just her value added as a player and her culture that she can bring back here to the Blue and Gold. I mean, she's been here for many years, so she kind of knows the ins and outs of what we're already developing. And she's obviously been out in ANZ and picked up some stuff there, so she's been able to bring that back and just bring us together as a team. She's very good at doing that, and everyone's excited to have her here. And there's just a good vibe at Team Bath this year, and I think it's great to have Serena back on board.
How many seasons have you been with Bath? You must still get the same buzz out of it.
Yeah, I've been here for quite a while now. I think after this season will be my 7th year here. So time's flown by, actually. Didn't think I'd be here for that long, but I'm here and I'm loving it.
And the same excitement, obviously, leading into the season now with just a couple of weeks, really.
Yeah, that's kind of crept up on us. I guess when you start pre-season, you always think it's really far away, but now we're heading into Christmas break after next week, and then we're straight back in after New Year because we've got our first game on the 5th. So it's definitely just around the corner, and it's a lot closer than we think.
If your Instagram is anything to go by, Beryl and Kim have settled in well, and you're never in at the weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, Beryl and Kim have been excellent, and again, they've added so much value to the team. Just their personalities, and they fit into the Bath culture, which is great. It's always great to have people that just slide in there and obviously add their own value of what they've learned overseas and in their clubs. And yeah, the girls here love them, and they seem to love us, which is great.
As for Bath, looking at that team on paper, it's got to be a top four finish this season, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, always. We never start the season thinking that we're not going to be in the top four. That's always a goal for us. But the reality is that we need to look at the process before we look at the end goals. And if we focus on the processes, it'll eventually get to that end goal and hopefully to a final.
Well, as we know, Serena's back. She told us what it's been like in pre-season.
It's been cool. It's been nice to get back into the team, new team. I feel almost like an old hat, but a little bit new at the same time. Got a really nice young squad and everybody's keen to put their best foot forward. So I'm really looking forward to what we can do this season.
And she's going to be looking forward to having the sea of blue and gold support as part of Super 10 as well.
Massively, I think, you know, the supporters and the fans are one of the reasons why you definitely keep playing this game, and they definitely are, you know, our 8th man, and we can do with as many people there as possible cheering us on, and it just makes for a great experience and a great event. So I'm really looking forward to seeing people out there watching us.
And Team Bath's head coach, Jess Thirlby, told me she was pleased to have her back.
Yeah, it's drawn a lot of attention. I feel like there's quite a lot of pressure on Serena. I think, people think a league title is now based on one player, bless her. But yeah, I mean, as much as it's an outstanding signing in terms of her ability on the netball court, for me on a personal level, to have Serena, whom I vividly remember the phone calling down to my house when she obviously got offered a contract overseas, and you couldn't be anything but happy for her. But it was a sad time having to say goodbye, because she'd been such a loyal member to Team Bath and had really kind of learnt her craft since a young age there. So yeah, it's such a nice kind of circle really for her to be coming back, and she's a great person. She's a free spirit. She brings a lot of energy into a group, and I think as much as her ability on court, I'm really looking forward just to embracing that back within this group, and she will continue to help foster the culture that we work so hard at trying to protect year on year in what's a very, very competitive landscape. But yeah, it doesn't happen overnight, so it's been a journey for Serena. I think she's being really pragmatic and thinking about life beyond for her as well, carving out what that might look like. She sees us as the netballing part of that in what is an absolutely critical year for her, and she will have 100% of our support in terms of her preparations for the World Cup in Liverpool, and she trusts us and we trust her, and it's brilliant to have her back.
Do you remember the red centre parting?
You can't bring that up. We're already in trouble.
All right, sorry.
The fact that photo got used, but it is quite funny. I do remember it well. I remember the photo shoot very well. It was early morning, and she'd gone for a slightly different hairstyle, and our sponsors at the time were also we had a hairstylist sponsor who got them all ready, and I remember being a big fan of it. I don't know what her problem is. It's coming back to haunt her now, bless her. But yeah, it was a moment in time, put it that way. I don't think we're going to see that hairstyle again this year.
The nice thing as well, she's been able to run a bit of her legacy netball camps alongside Team Bath, so the fact that it's her and you can train with one of the world's best benefits the franchise?
Absolutely. I mean, yes, she's partnered with Team Bath. So Team Bath have very much kind of reached out and wanted to be a part of that journey. And it was a no-brainer, really, for both parties to obviously look at where there was a clear alignment between what Serena's objectives are with her business and with legacy, and also with what the franchise have already done and the experience that we've got in terms of running programs across the country, and in particular, obviously, the Southwest and the local community. So Serena's company and legacy will definitely bring another slant to that in terms of she really cares about the future and how to impact upon youth, not just those that like netball, but using that as a bit of a vehicle. So I think obviously anything that involves her is attractive, absolutely. And I think it's a one-off and unique opportunity for both Team Bath Netball and Legacy to kind of combine and rub shoulders with one another to benefit those players and the community that we can reach out to. So yeah, it's really, really exciting. And Serena's been kind of chipping away at that over the last couple of years while she's been overseas. And yeah, I think it'll be fantastic for both parties to combine.
We mentioned the decision for Serena coming back, but how about Layla going the other way? Bit of a loss, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, it's absolutely a big loss, but there is no part of us that would ever deny a player the opportunity to go and play in the Suncorp League. It's an incredible opportunity for Layla, and I feel like she's had to choose her career, and quite rightly, over the last couple of years. And that can't have been an easy decision when she's clearly of the calibre to be able to play. She's seamlessly gone back into that England Roses programme. We never doubted that. And I think if you can imagine how tough that must have been over the last few years, because Layla couldn't do both. It just wasn't possible. And I think, yeah, she's had to be pretty patient and disciplined and wait for her moment. And she's made some conscious decisions about how she can continue to develop a netball. And again, we at Team Bath are really proud that she chose us a couple of seasons ago. And you've seen by her Super League performances, and she often she's there or thereabouts with Player of the Year and the impact she's had along with the partnership with Ebony. So it was only a matter of time, in all honesty. And we are super proud. She will undoubtedly be an asset to Adelaide Thunderbirds. And yeah, exciting times. I mean, for her to obviously play now with Shamira Sterling, that will be a great combination. But of course, you know, for our fans in particular, we're absolutely gutted that for the short term anyway, Layla won't be in the blue and gold. But we mutually speak very highly of each other's journeys and experiences over the last two seasons, and we absolutely wish her the best of luck, and we'll be watching close and in close communication, I'm sure. So yeah, really pleased for her.
Mind you, in the meantime, you've managed to sign Summer and Layla. What's impressed you about them?
Yeah, it's not a bad replacement, is it? I think you're doing okay. Well, Summer, you know, she was Bristol born and bred, and I remember 5 years ago now, again, we've been joking recently. I'm getting old because I do a lot of reminiscing, but I remember again...
Oh, sorry, is this where I say no way?
I remember the conversations with Summer when she was within our MPL setup, and we'd introduced her and allowed her the chance to kind of train in and amongst the Super League setup as clearly quite a young athlete, both in terms of training age and chronological age. And yeah, she was already showing the potential and capacity then. I got a fantastic opportunity to have Summer as part of the England A team that played in a test series alongside the England team 5 or 6 years ago, and actually put Summer out against Irene van Dijk, which is a bit harsh at 16. But but it was brilliant. I mean, what an opportunity, because Irene van Dijk obviously went on to retire not long after. So it was great to obviously see such a young player. It was very reminiscent, actually, of my experience with Jeeva coming into the Team Bath programme when I was a younger player, and Jeeva was very, very young. And, you know, Summer's gone away and she's done a brilliant job, as have Mavericks, in terms of giving her the opportunity to gather a lot of experience now at Super League level. And she's graduated into that England Roses programme, and she herself will say that she's got a lot still left to learn. And I think we can provide that support for her, and it's just great to be able to obviously have somebody of that caliber come in, you know, in the midst. And with Layla departing, it was important that we looked to strengthen up that defensive unit. And I mean, Layla Thomas we had early conversations with Layla, and I think over the last couple of seasons you've seen that she's had some court time with Celtic Dragons, and I think it goes without saying, again, for such a young player, she's got a fantastic attitude. She always stood out to us as a defender that can win ball and across most of the back three positions. So I think that always showed great promise. And for us, it's just about enabling some of these younger players to actually reach potential. And I'm really excited about what Layla can do. She's been brilliant in our training environment and slotted in great, and is a great character to have around. And I have no doubts that they're alongside people like Ebony. It's a quite exciting unit to continue to work with, despite the loss of Layla. So onwards and upwards, really.
Things are going crazy, to say the least, with the rest of the other franchises. Have you seen anything that surprised you so far?
Crazy good, I think.
I
think a lot of the... surprises, I'm not sure. I think, if, in all honesty, I think the league and the sport is what I would say kind of at the centre of a bit of a tornado at the moment, in terms of where it is desperately wanting to try and go from amateur to semi-professional at least. And I think we are all at the centre of that at the moment in terms of clubs. So I think the fact that there's been player movement, in all honesty, you'd have to have anticipated that a couple of seasons ago. So I think this season is no different. I just think there's most probably more movement. I think the landscape is shifting all the time. And yeah, I mean, there's been some youngsters. Obviously, recently we've heard about the youngsters moving from Mavericks to Loughborough, and Georgia Lees from Surrey to Mavs. And I think this year, more than ever, you've got some players that, you know, you've seen have a real loyalty to a club that are maybe just reviewing where they think the next part of their journey needs to be. And I think that's really healthy. We've obviously seen a lot of departures. Loughborough have obviously had to replace a number of players that have gone overseas as well. And that's challenging. We kind of know what that feels like. So I think it just forces you, I think, as a club to kind of revisit what your values are, what your objectives are as a team, the style of player that you're looking for, the character of the person that you want. And I think that's not a bad thing if it makes you kind of press the reset button and have a look. But yeah, I mean, Kat, you can't ignore Kat Tuivasa going to Sirens. That's obviously a massive coup, not just for them, but for the league. And I think we're all kind of sharing and celebrating signings such as that, because it can only have a positive impact in terms of not only those teammates that get to train and play alongside her, but also the opposition players that will get that chance as well. So yeah, I think it's all really positive. Behind the scenes, it is absolutely brutal in terms of the amount of work that goes on. I think the fans and maybe the communities don't realise how busy we are from minute one after one season to the start of the next. But it's all worth it. And yeah, it's looking really exciting. And it's great to see the Super League attracting players to either come back from overseas or to come across of the highest calibre. And I think that's a great strength of where the league's heading. And I'm really pleased and proud to be part of a Super League that's going through that change.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us. And to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible.
So this year for us, the focus is wholly Netball World Cup. We really want to make sure our Scots take to court. It's the best training environment. It's the best preparation platform for them.
It was a privilege and a real honour to line up alongside the Celtic Dragons and the Team Wales Welsh Netball International side. And I'll be looking forward to lining up alongside many of the same teammates again next season.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10.